we also come close here to man's quest for meaning. But first I want to relate a small experience of my own, an experience that illustrates the sort of thing I'm talking about. It happened when I was writing something. It might have been the survey. At any rate, it was a long time ago. Every now and then, in the course of the writing, I'd come to a simile. That is to say, I wrote a simile, or I had to write a simile, or felt like writing a simile, or there came a bit of description. In other words, there came something poetic. Just for a few lines, maybe for a whole paragraph. And I noticed at that time that the feeling with which I then wrote the simile or the description, the feeling with which I wrote was quite different from the feeling with which I wrote the prose parts, you may say. I felt more creative, more inspired. In other words, there was a difference between the experience of prose, writing prose, and the experience of something of a more poetic, inverted commas, nature. And I really noticed it when making the transition from one to the other, even though it was only for a few lines or just a short paragraph. So I noticed this sort of thing, even though it was on a very small scale, in a very small way. So how much more do we notice this sort of thing when we make the transition from the prose of the Pali scriptures to the poetry of the Mahayana scriptures? In other words, the transition from history to myth on a grand scale. We notice it, in fact, when we make the transition from poetry to prose on any level, to any extent. Some people, of course, unfortunately, cannot make this transition. There's the well-known case, some of you may recollect, of Charles Darwin. When Charles Darwin was a young man, he really loved poetry, and especially he loved Shakespeare. And he read lots and lots of poetry, lots and lots of Shakespeare. But then, after that, for the greater part of his life, he was immersed in scientific research. But as an old man, he tried to get back to poetry, get back to Shakespeare. But to his dismay, he found it just didn't mean anything to him anymore. He'd lost his capacity to enjoy poetry. He'd lost the faculty to enjoy it. One whole side of himself, in the course of those years upon years, decades upon decades even, of scientific research, had atrophied and died. And much the same sort of thing happened with John Stuart Mill, at least for part of his life. What with logic and political economy, which were his favourite subjects even when a small boy, he found he got more and more cut off from poetry, more and more alienated from poetry, not just in the narrow literary sense, but cut off, alienated from the poetry of life, as we may call it. Nowadays, we are all exposed to this sort of danger. We all suffer from this sort of deprivation, at least to some extent. We've been suffering from it particularly since the Industrial Revolution. It's significant, it's highly significant that at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, William Blake, warned against it. He warned against the loss of what he called the divine vision. And that's why he criticized Bacon and Newton and Locke so vigorously. He criticized them because they tended to limit man to the realm of historical reality, to the realm of time, space and causality. In his own literary and visual creative work, Blake, of course, was not so limited, not so confined. And in the prophetic books especially, he's concerned with, in fact, he explores the deeper levels of human experience. He's concerned with archetypal forces and archetypal forms. And that's why he possesses such a great fascination for so many people today. Many people, in fact, today are trying to break out of the prison of merely historical reality, trying to establish contact with something of the nature of an archetypal realm. And this explains perhaps the popularity of books like The Lord of the Rings. It explains perhaps even the popularity of some forms of science fiction. It's no coincidence, I think, that I once described the Mahayana Sutras as transcendental science fiction. However, I'm digressing. Huh?